festive season sale is on. Shop theiconic.com.au or download the app.
Our next guest, it's a huge show, 6 p.m. weeknights on 10. He is back with Celebrity Name Game. Grant Denyer's on the show, Fev.
Yeah, Grant Denyer, hey. Favourite celebrity.
Oh, I think you're supposed to say
gold-winning award.
Oh, stop. Mate, huge show, huge host. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Not a huge host, you're little, but it's a great show,
hang
mate.
Hang on, I'm 2.5 Anthony Kalias.
Now, mate, it's been a hit. I watch it every night with my wife on the couch. It's such a great game. Everyone's so excited. You're giving away $10,000 all the time at the end. But it's one thing that frustrates me, Grant.
What, mate?
People don't actually... So the game is you've got to guess something on the board and you've got to give a clue without saying the name or something.
Yeah,
like that. And
yeah, exactly.
They beat around the bush.
Yeah, I know.
You've got to get straight to the point.
Because it's new, obviously no one's really had time to refine the craft as yet. So when people are giving clues, it is the most long way around kind of clue. And it's painful, but awesome at the same time. Like, it's not hard to play. I'll give you a go right now, okay? So, okay, it's a major structure in Sydney. It's made out of steel.
It's called the bridge, Sydney Harbour Bridge.
There you go, bang. Easy, easy. I just gave you two clues. But for some reason, people can take like 30 seconds to get one word.
But that's the beauty of it, because you've got two people, just a sister, or two, like they might be sisters, and then you've got two celebrities that come in and they play together, and at the end they try win them the $10,000. So it's out of the actual contestants' hands. It's all in the celebrity.
Yeah, it's a massive amount of cash, and it's really nice to make a show that's just really good fun, mate. Because look, not everyone wants to watch the news at 6 o'clock. You know, let's face it.
We watch the news at 10, on 10.
Yeah, good.
At 5.
You watch that, and then you watch us.
Fev's towing the company line today, isn't he? Are you working on a Channel 10 contract?
I got sacked from 9, so I'm searching.
Yeah. Are you anticipating that this game show might get axed shortly and you'll be in,
mate,
for the next one straight after me?
It will not get axed because it is absolutely brilliant. It's what we need on a 6 o'clock on a weekday.
Well, no, we've heard a rumour, Grant, that Fev wants to bring back Pointless and call it Fev's Pointless.
No.
How would you have gone at Pointless, Fev? If you're sitting home at the couch with the family, you would have been loving that, wouldn't you?
No, we go over to Nick Jr., mate, watch a bit of Peppa Pig. Now, Grant, I'm not quite sure if you would hear this, but we're doing an amazing single mum's baby shower for Fifi and all of Melbourne for mums to come to the Melbourne Arena. It's going to be a huge spectacular, and you've got a little donation.
Yeah, man. I'm obviously massive fans of your work. I've been following Fife on Insta, and we're old friends because we passed the baton as Sunrise Weather presenters between each other.
Now one's up for a gold Logie. Jeez.
Yeah.
Jeez, what's happened there?
Yeah.
we love Sam, but I mean, you guys were never nominated for your outstanding weather work on Sunrise, and this
I had to earn mine.
Got a Logie nom.
Yeah, I know. That was a pretty solid campaign for them to get him there. Good on him. Good on him. And mate, I thought I could, I sort of rattled the tin to see what I could gather. And obviously Celebrity Name Game is new to weeknights at 6 o'clock. And I thought, mate, if I could give every single person who goes a Celebrity Name Game board game, it would be my honour. So on behalf of 10 and Celebrity Name Game, mate, we've got hundreds of them to give to everyone who comes.
Oh, wow. You're a legend, Grant.
Mm-hmm. We've got our own game. Fev's developed this. He'd like you to be a guinea pig for a radio game that we'd like to play with you. Bit of a twist on something we already do. Could you hang around?
Yeah, sure.
Great news. Grant Denyer, Celebrity Name Game, 6 p.m. weeknights on 10. We will play our game next.
101.9
The Fox.
The Fox.
In the studio with Grant Denyer, Gold Logie winner, Grant Denyer, mind you. Celebrity Name Game, 6 p.m. weeknights on 10.
Now, you are the game show king. I'm going to play a game with you right now.
Okay.
It's a game we call.
Hang on, do you say the same thing to Eddie Maguire if he comes on your show?
No, you got him. You got him covered.
You just said that out loud.
It's a game called Alpha Bucks. You may be aware of it. You might play it on your radio show.
Yeah, we do.
So you're going to play for a lucky listener, one of Melbourne's listeners, for 10K. And you know how it works. We're going to give you 30 seconds to answer.
Yep.
We'll take your first answer, no repeat answer. $50 for every correct answer. You get all 10 right, Grant. You're going to win someone 10 grand.
God, you're keen to get into it. I haven't even played the jingle yet. Fev can't wait to get into this.
Mate,
here we
go. It's not the winning the 10 grand that I'm happy about. It's the fact I'll lose them 10 grand.
Hey, whoa.
Here we go.
Fox FM's Alpha Bucks.
Just as is the format on Grant Denyer's new hit show, Celebrity Name Game, he is playing, obviously, for a listener. So
yes.
Don't disappoint Kate in Berwick. She desperately needs money.
And now we have a celebrity playing our game.
Oh, great.
Now we've got Kate on the line. Good morning, Kate.
Hi, guys. Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
Say good day to Grant.
Hi, Grant.
Hi, Kate. If this doesn't go well for you, I promise you I'll put you on Celebrity Name Game.
All right, here we
go.
Here we go,
maybe,
Grant.
Maybe also send her a letter? Board game.
Your letter is N.
N.
N okay. For Nelly. Well done. Here we go. Your time will start after I complete the first question. Grant, are you ready?
Yep.
Don't be nervous.
I got this.
All right.
Let's do it.
Name a country.
Nigeria.
A family member.
Nana.
An ARIA award winner.
ARIA. Nelly Furtado.
A Spanish word.
Ni hao.
A species of human.
Neanderthal.
An 11 letter word.
Oh. Niagara.
Another word for cloud.
Nimbus.
A shape. A skin condition. And the last question was a suburb in Canada.
You can get stuffed.
That's after he donated board games for our single mums. It's almost as if we gave him the hardest Alpha Bucks quiz in history.
Oh, my God. You an 11-letter word started with air. You guys are horrendous. That's a stitch-up.
Grant, you've got four right. That's average. You got one 200 bucks, Kate. You won your 200 bucks.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, Kate's
so
you've really let Kate down.
Byron and I did this. Byron got 9 and I got 8, so...
yeah, it was easier than we're talking about.
You have been watching Pointless. You're smarter.
Anyway, celebrity name game, 6 p.m. weeknights on 10. It's Fifi, Fev and Byron for breakfast.
Thanks, legend.
101.9. The Fox.
I was about to say Fev, get well soon. Fif, get well soon.
I'm a little bit crook too.
I hope we need you both of you back for Monday. In the meantime, some mates are popping in and joining us to fill in for Fief. What about this guest? Four Logie noms. You know her from Gogglebox, where she's paid to watch television. I'm a
Great
celebrity.
Job.
Get me out of here. She was brilliant on that. She came second on that.
Only second.
Great to have Evie Jones back in the studio, guys.
Hello.
Morning, Jonesy.
Welcome back to me.
Yes, welcome back. It's good to have you back.
Oh,
it's
so good
fun.
To be back.
He did come second. You can't all win. But
number two. Man. Number two.
Number twos.
Number twos?
It's a little bit heavier than number one.
Number one. Which I've still got the crown, so it's hard. It's just tough.
Do you keep that crown?
Yeah. I smuggled it back to Australia.
Oh, yeah. That's very good.
Yeah.
That's going to have bugs in it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Evie, I'll rip the Band-Aid off. I gave it to my daughter, Lenny, and put it in her suitcase because she was like, I want to take it home. I'm like, you can take it through customs if you get caught. I'm not your dad.
Well, hang on. You've put contraband in your own daughter's suitcase.
Yeah.
That's a disgrace.
Like, who packed your bag? She goes, my dad.
My dad.
I don't know this kid.
And I'm like, this kid looks like me, but it's not mine. Now, Evie, we just had Grant Denyer on, and he's got a new game show, Celebrity, what's it called? Celebrity Game?
Celebrity Name Game.
Name Game. And it's a great show. I watch it
every... Oh, it's brilliant.
And I watched you the other night on it.
It was brilliant.
And I thought to myself, if Fee's ever sick, I want to get you back in again, because I want to play the audio. So what happens in the game, you play all around robins, you get to the end, and the celebrities stand up there, and you've got to try win the contestants 10 grand.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, I'm pretty competitive.
Right.
But I've never seen anyone on a game show this competitive. Listen to this, Evie.
The one yelling, I believe.
Yeah, this is Evie yelling out the answers.
The former president of the United States of America.
Obama!
Our first name and last name.
Barack Obama!
Okay, it's a really large state at the bottom of the United States.
Florida!
Texas!
I just won again.
Yes. And you won them 10 grand.
10 grand.
Imagine her playing Alpha Bucks.
Oh, God, you're so excited.
She's going to hang out.
Don't ever play games with me. I will take your head off.
Oh, God, are you smarter than
Unless you're on my team.
Okay.
Then Fridays. We win.
101.9. The Fox.
Evie Jones, who you'll know from Gogglebox. What a great job just to watch TV and be paid for it. Fantastic. I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here.
We get paid for talking on radio.
It's very good. Similar. It's actually quite similar.
Don't forget, I get to drink the wine while I'm watching the TV.
Yeah, that's
getting paid
for
it.
Yeah, that's really
we
good.
Don't drink wine here usually. Anyway, yeah, it is
things can change.
17 past 7. Evie is trying to bring in that rule here on the show. Anyway, hanging out with Evie this morning, Fev?
Yes. Now, Eve's... the other day, there's sumos coming to Melbourne. So we did a big rave about sumos, which was amazing. We tried to find one in Melbourne, but then I just thought I'd be funny and take my top off and do a sumo dance. And as I was doing my sumo dance to Fifi, my shorts ripped, which is, really...
Which side?
My right
front?
Side. Yeah, they've slipped all down the side because I've got a little bit fatter. It was just really bad timing. Anyway, I put the video up on my Instagram and I got fat shamed, like a lot. I got hammered. And just a quick shout out to everyone. I reckon I got about 300 messages yesterday. Everyone's saying, don't worry about it, but I got fat shamed. Anyway.
Yeah, you got ones like from Nat here, you're gorgeous inside and out, Fev.
Does Uber Eats do salad?
No, these are the nice ones.
Oh.
No, I'm saying the nice ones. People are so horrible, you look amazing. Yeah. Like there was a backlash of actually positive ones afterwards, mate.
Yeah, there was a couple of positive ones. But anyway, Eve, so I put that video up. I'm going to Tasmania this weekend to play a game of footy for East Devonport.
Nice.
And they've seen the footage. So the president has called me up and he said, oh, mate, you played a game in Tassie last year for a charity, which I did, with all the old Victorian players versus Tasmania. And you're in an extra large jumper. So we got you an extra large jumper. And I said, mate, I was on Jenny Craig then, and I've put on about 15 kilos. I'm about a 3XL. And he's like, so I'm going to Tasmania, and I'm not going to be able to wear the jumper.
They don't go that big?
No, they don't go. Oh,
be careful.
They just haven't made it that big. So I got fat shamed by the team I'm playing.
I know how it is to be fat shamed by the world, but just starve yourself between now and tomorrow.
I have been.
Fox FM does not condone. No, don't do it. Okay.
Just put the XL on and just squishy squish like a little sausage
but
in
you
a
can't.
In a sack.
I've got to run out. I can't wait. What I've been picturing, I said to my wife, Alex, yesterday, I'm going to go for a mark. The jumper's going to be up above my tummy and I'm going to literally look like a sumo. Oh. It's going to be so embarrassing.
You'll look like Homer Simpson. It will be cute.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know if Evie's helping.
101.9 The Fox.
We're only a week away from what is going to be an unbelievable morning. We're going to be broadcasting live from Melbourne Arena. Fifi, Fev and Byron. It will be Fifi's single mum's baby shower.
Conrad Sewell, Byron.
Oh, Conrad performing. The venue, which is unbelievable. The major sponsor, Underworks, who've come on board. And thank you to Underworks because they've sort of back-ended this whole thing and made it possible. Underworks baby socks, the cutest range of cozy socks for tiny toes. So thank you, Underworks. And Evie Jones, who's filling in. I know you've been following this from a distance. Yeah. This is the story so far. Here's how we've got to this point.
Fifi's single mum's baby shower is go.
It's gone bonkers, Byron.
We're really celebrating and reaching out. This isn't just about single mums who are pregnant now. This is about single mums who are just doing it tough generally. Hi, Kat.
I think that Kylie definitely deserves to go. No matter what she's gone through, she always is there for anybody, any time of the day.
Hi, Kylie.
Even though she's put me forward, I would like to put Kat forward as well because she's just as deserving as what I am, and that's the least I can do in the fact that, you know, we help each other out.
Great friendship.
What a beautiful friendship you both have. Jessie, your mum sounds pretty amazing.
She's brought myself, my sister and my brother up by herself. Sorry. She's done the best job. She's an absolute saint. Like, I try and give her everything I can just to make her happy.
I want to see you smile. Know you mean the world to me.
Oh, geez, you're going to make me cry.
We've had businesses in Melbourne getting behind us.
Oh, yeah, we're giving away over $10,000.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow. Silver Cross. Thank you, Nick.
Kelly from Playgrow. This is over $40,000 worth of donations.
Oh, my God.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
We had a very special guest.
Look, it's not Jerry Seinfeld, but it is huge.
For one day, we want to pamper you, spoil you.
Yeah.
And this should be the happiest time in your life, and we're going to make sure you feel like it's the happiest time in your life.
This is going to be, I predict, what would be the odds on someone crying at this event?
Wow. There wouldn't be any odds.
Tearing up.
Unbelievable. Yeah. The stories has been so moving. And, of course, the business supporters, you heard some of it there. Silverworks, those prams, $10,000 worth of their brand new Wave version 3 prams. They're like the Maserati of prams, these things. So thank you. That's silvercross.com.au. Thanks to those guys.
Yeah, Playgrow also. They did an Insta post last night with a massive crate of all the prizes for the mums. And it looks amazing. We've got little businesses like Sassafras, Sweet and Co. up in the Dandenongs.
Sweet treats for all the mums. Thank you. Butterfly Love Photography. You've donated a newborn photography session worth over a grand. So even the small businesses are doing everything they can.
Runway room.
And it's all going to be happening on the day as well, Evie. You're pretty impressed by everything that we've
got. What about the mum sauce kindly providing cleaning services?
Yeah, because you need that.
It's just lovely.
That's nice of them. That's Beck and the team.
More than anything,
thank
Beck.
You. Thank you, Beck.
Oh. I'm not sure if you were listening earlier, Evie, but one of our co-hosts here, Byron, loves to dress up.
I was listening earlier.
Oh, you were?
I was on my way in to studio, I heard that Byron's really keen to put a nappy on and dress up as a baby.
Baby Byron, because 2 years ago to the day, we had a party for a young boy named Logan who had a birthday party and no one turned up. So we did the biggest birthday party in Melbourne and all these kids came and Byron dressed up as a cockroach.
Well, you know, I did it for the kids. Evie, no one knows who I am, right? So I've never been in the paper. The first time I've ever been featured in the Herald Sun, I was dressed as a giant cockroach.
Well,
so
you've
that's,
made it now.
And then the second time he's going to be dressed as a papa.
I'm not dressing as a baby.
Imagine what the third one will be.
101.9 The Fox.
The Fox.
With FIFA weight, Evie Jones is hanging out with us. You'll know her from Gogglebox and I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. All right, this story, this caught Fev's attention. Check this out. You'll remember the original Yellow Pages ad featuring Jan.
Not happy Jan!
Now, Daryl Lee have gone and included the character Jan in their chocolate commercial, and that's annoyed Yellow Pages.
Jan, where's our ad in the directory?
Keep calm. Count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 9, 10.
No worries, Jan!
Well played.
They're not happy about it, are they?
They're not happy, Jan!
Not happy, Jan!
Hey, just quickly, Evie, before we hit the phones, I know, because we're talking old school TV commercials. Oh, what's your fave?
So many, but do you remember the Smith's Chips with the gobble doc? Goggle pop.
Are
you trying to say goggle box?
No, maybe.
No, we found it out of the archives. So this is the character, the gobble doc. Here we go.
Gobble doc.
Chippies.
That's him!
Jimmy! And he used to go, Jimmy, 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 Jimmy.
We tried to get one for Byron, but there was no TVs when he was.
Yeah, it's hilarious. I look at least 5 years younger than him.
You don't look a day over 50.
Oh,
Byron.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Well done. You are.
Oh, sorry. We've got someone practicing their ad.
Is it Muriel? Morella.
Nowhere near.
Morella from St. Kilda East. What I've just heard what your favourite ad is. Can you please sing it again?
Banana boat. Banana boat.
Such a good
sunscreen
one.
Protection. Banana boat.
What an ad.
Banana boat.
Near play on the popular Manamana.
Banana boat.
Thank you, Morella.
Yeah, that was a classic. Rebecca from Sunbury, what was your favourite TV ad?
Movie Land.
Oh, how'd that go?
The song Movie Land entertains you. We've got the movies that you want to see.
Yes!
Movie Land. Actually, we've got the recording here. That's one that we all forgot, Rebecca. Here we go. This is the actual commercial for Movie Land.
Movie Land entertains.
Wow, I love this because I forgot all about that.
Well, we forgot all about hiring videos, didn't we, and DVDs.
His Movie Land went...
Sounds like they got Sheena Easton to sing it. That voice was brilliant.
Sheena Easton.
Quite amazing, yeah, it was a great cameo. Jenny's on the line from Ringwood North. I wonder what this one is.
Morning, Jen.
Morning.
What was your favourite ad?
I'm going to swing into this and I'm going to tell you what used to drive my mum nuts.
Yeah.
Okay. Got a call from Mr. Fryer. He's bringing round a fire. The kitchen looked a fright from the little do last night. Although I felt quite sickly, I had to clean it quickly with spray and wipe all purpose. I cleaned up every surface. Spray and wipe a freeze. Because it cuts through toughest grease. The kitchen's sparkling clean and the buyer's very keen. Thank you. Spray and wipe.
We have peaked right there. It's the Fox.
101.9
The Fox. So, Jonesy, this time last week I went to a charity function for Camp Quality, which is an amazing organisation. Yeah. They had a lot of auction items. And Mark from Maths, who was on our table, and I had to interview him, and he said, he pulled out his wallet, pulled out a ring and said, this is my wedding ring from Maths. I'm going to auction it off. And I thought to myself, radio brain, I'm going to buy that. So Alex gave me a $500 budget. She said, no more than $500 because it's
just
not
quickly, Evie, what do you reckon you'd pay for a sort of hokey prop from a reality show? What would you pay?
$2.
Yeah.
With anyway, change.
I paid $1,100.
You didn't.
And he also threw in a date when he was auctioning it off. So like it got a little bit higher. A date with him to go out for dinner.
Oh, not the food, a date.
No, not the date. Yeah, yeah, no.
Not just a prune.
Not
just
a random date.
Not a little prune. It was just a random date. So I bought it for $1,100. So on Monday we came in and I explained to Fief that I've brought the ring. Yep. And this is what happened.
Yeah, we sold him off.
We sold
him. Mark, we've got Kylie for you.
Hey, what do you do, Kyles?
I'm an Air Force nurse reservist.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Did you watch MAFS?
Yes, I did. I watched it. It was great. I really enjoyed it.
Did you love Mark?
He was fantastic. I thought he seemed like a really nice, genuine person.
He is. He's got a good rig, great beard.
Definitely, yes. Those are added bonuses, that's for sure.
Yeah, so we sold him off to Melbourne, Evie.
Yeah.
And we got him on the phone and we said, mate, we've got a date set up for you, blah, blah, blah. I don't think he was real happy, but...
The two of them went out, right?
The two of them went out. They went out last night to Mr. and Mrs. P's and I gate crashed it. So up next, I'll have what happened on the date.
Did we
brilliant.
Maybe do what Mass couldn't do and find him love?
Well, yeah, are they married?
You're about to find... Well, okay. I don't have the ring anymore.
Oh, good tease. We'll find out what went down after this.
101.9 The Fox.
Evie Jones is sitting in for Fief. Fief will be back on deck Monday. She's resting her voice. She's had the morning sickness. She's had a sore throat. Been a bit of a rough week for Fief. But I tell
you what,
maybe not a rough week for Mark from Maths.
Yes, Fief. It wasn't a rough week. On last Friday, I went to a charity dinner for Camp Quality, which my good mate Matt Butcher is a chef, and he is an ambassador of Australia for Camp Quality. Sorry, and they got all chefs from around the world, Evie, to come and cook all these dishes, which was amazing. And then Mark was there; he sold off his wedding ring and a date with him, so I brought it.
Now, for those who don't know, Mark obviously was paired up with Ning on Married at First Sight this season, season six, and it didn't, unfortunately, play out.
Obviously, didn't work out. So I got the ring. So I came in on Monday, and we went out to Melbourne. All the single ladies of Melbourne, we put out a date for Mark. So I went down there yesterday to Mr. and Mrs. P, which Mark is the chef at. So that's why I chose that. That's in a nice little bayside restaurant.
Ooh.
Fancy restaurant.
Fancy.
So the date started at 6:30, Evie. I booked him in. And so I went down with our producer, Leon.
Who was it with? Who was the girl again?
Kylie.
Kylie. Beautiful.
Kylie.
Beautiful.
So I went down at about 10 past 7, so about 40 minutes into the date.
Yes.
And I crashed it. This is what happened.
Oh, here we go.
So I'm here in Brighton. We're out the front of Mr. and Mrs. P, where Mark and Kylie are right now. They're about 40 minutes into their date, so we're going to crash it. He's going to himself. It's going to be hilarious. Let's go. How are we going? Kylie?
Yes, hey.
Nice to meet you.
You too, Fair.
How's it all going?
Great, really good.
Very good.
Hey, Marky boy.
How's it going, mate? How are things, Brendan, all right?
How's it all going?
Unbelievable meal. Yeah, really good.
Is it love at first sight?
Oh, I wouldn't say love.
Jeez, that wasn't very nice, was it?
I know.
How's he presented?
He looks great. And he's a very nice person.
Is this nearly the most awkward thing you've ever done?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. But thank you, though. It's great. It's been good. You're a good matchmaker.
Now, Mark, you've been on a show called Married at First Sight. Is this the weirdest thing you've ever done?
The second weirdest behind getting married on it.
I'm just going to give you a little present. I have a wedding ring. That was Mark's ex-ring from Ming, just in case everything goes really well and the oysters go down and a bit of lovemaking happens. You have the ring.
Oh.
Right, see you guys.
Evie, how do you rate Fever's Cupid there?
Pushy?
Yeah,
I rate
well.
Him on about a scale of pushy to here, have a ring, right up there.
Yeah, well, I just had to be in and out because there was obviously other patrons in there and I just ran in and I ran out.
You did
it was
well.
Amazing.
Okay, so you left. So we don't know how it all ended, but thankfully Mark from Married at First Sight is actually on the line, Fev.
Is he?
Mark.
Yeah, mate, I'm here.
Hey, how did it all go? Come on, what happened?
Yeah, look, it was actually quite a good night. Kylie's a lovely lady. She was well-presented, well-spoken. We had a little bit in common. She's got a military history and played a bit of basketball back in the day. So Yeah, we had a lot to talk about. I don't know if there's going to be a fairy tale in this one. I think that she was nice, but I don't think that. I think last night was probably where it will end.
So there was no breakfast?
It was lovely. Mm. Yeah.
No breakfast?
No breakfast, mate. No.
That's a very forward question.
Where's the ring?
So, another funny story. So she said that she didn't have much use for it, so I've now got it back.
Oh! Hang on. How much money did you spend?
Oh, God, we're going to have to auction it off again. It's cost me $1,100.
There we go. Thank you, Mark. Now, Mark, you've been such a good sport. In fairness, Fev has owned you for a week. The least we can do, I know you've got a project. We should let you plug it, mate, because you've been such a good sport, although you do now have a ring that Fev paid for, $1,100, and now you've got. But please, plug what you want to plug, mate, whatever you need. What are you plugging?
No. I guess once the show's finished, I've just gone back to normality as quick as I can. So I've just got a couple of jobs, straight back to 12-round fitness over in South Melbourne there and straight to a company called Emma and Tom's. So we're a locally produced juice company.
Yeah, great juices.
We also do a
juices.
Lot.
Oh, we'll get around his juices. We'll put that up on Instagram.
Get around the juices.
Good on you, mate.
I do a fair bit of delivery. So if you see me out and about in an Emma and Tom's van, say g'day.
Maybe you should drop off some of those juices for me because it cost me $1,100.
1019, The Fox.
Evie Jones, who we know from so many of our favourite TV shows, is hanging out and filling in for Feet this morning.
Yeah, speaking about TV shows, Byron, we're sitting in the midst of greatness. Usually there's just one of us, and now we've got two. Evie Jones, the Logies are coming up. The awards have just been announced, all the nominees.
Yep.
Now, wait for this, Byron. Most popular entertainment program, Gogglebox.
Tick.
Tick. Most outstanding entertainment program, Gogglebox.
Tick. Tick.
Most popular reality program, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Tick.
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 And the project
came second on that.
Came second. And the project regular panelist, Evie Jones, up for four gongs.
Four. If the fourth one counts for Evie, then Thief has won because she's on the project as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so Thief has won, but Evie has four.
Yeah, but Evie's got four.
Four.
Now, that's amazing. Have you ever been to the Logies?
This will be my first one, finally. And I'm still really sad because the rest of the Goggleboxes don't get to go.
Oh, really?
It's so mean.
Why don't they get to go?
Because they're not allowed. The producers just don't want them to be in any way celebrities.
Oh, wow. So you're going for Celebrity Get Me Out of Here on the table.
I think, I'm going for Channel 10.
Channel 10. You're sitting on the big dog table. I sat on that table.
Yeah. Is it a good table?
It was a good table to be at, but how do I say this? I was banned from Crown for about 7 years.
What?
And I had a Brownlow incident where I got really drunk and I embarrassed myself.
Sorry, mate.
And I got really, really drunk. And I was banned at the time. And then it was like my first ever show for this show full time was on the Monday. And it
was our radio show.
And I went to the Logies on the Sunday and we did the show there from the Monday. So it was my first ever show. But the rules about going, because I got invited, I had to meet with Crown and I wasn't allowed to drink. So I had to go. So I sat there and it was as boring as bat shit because everyone was drinking. So I had no fun. But my tips for you, obviously, when you walk the carpet, you'll be great. I've seen you on shows.
I'm going to skip.
Yeah, just do something really funny.
I'm going to shimmy. Shimmy down.
Just drink heaps of wine.
Well, no, but, I mean, drink responsibly, obviously.
No, but it's fun because they can be very boring, these sort of events.
Yes. You know,
you have a couple of drinks, but just don't get around, like, executives of shows.
Okay.
Because that's what I did when I was doing the Brownlow Street Talk for the footy show. I got around the wrong people and I got sacked from the footy show and then I got sacked from my club. So you just got to be careful.
Gee, does that help?
That's sad. Yeah, that really helps.
But I ended up here, so it's all worked out well.
Everything happens for a reason.
Well, good luck. The Logies, it's amazing. I hope you win.
I'm so excited. Yes, so do I. I think Gogglebox will definitely win.
Gogglebox will 100% win. You've already won one.
We've won three.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I already won.
All right.
So this will be our fourth and fifth.
Righto, there's no need to get cocky about it.
1019. The Fox. The Fox.
It's that time of the show, Fev. Amazing stories.
Yes, Evie. This is my favourite part of the week because that means we're going on a long weekend. And we play a game called Is It Amazing, where the listeners call up and they tell us their amazing story that they'd either tell at a dinner party, at the pub, over a couple of cold ones off the wood. And we play a little bit of a sting afterwards and we rate their story. Do you have an amazing story?
Do I? I do. It just happened to me yesterday.
We'll be the judge of that.
Yeah. This is amazing. Listen to this. I was driving in the car yesterday and the car in front of me, the number plate was almost the same as my number plate.
Well, that's not.
It's a little bitch.
Okay, there we go. That's a shame.
That was a crap story.
All right. That wasn't good enough.
We have one letter right.
Hey, the best thing is it's a low bar. Yeah. 13, 10, 60.
101.9 The Fox.
Is it amazing?
Yes, it's amazing.
Evie set a very low bar. Fev told a story going into that last ad break that surely we can beat. Surely.
Yeah, I think we will. Favourite part of the week. Is it amazing? Susan from Nazawaza. What's your amazing story?
Hi, guys. A friend of ours, Pat, from Forest Hill. Hi, Pat, if you're listening.
Hey, Pat.
He has a teddy bear that his auntie made for him when he was a little baby.
A teddy bear, right?
Yep. Yes.
And the teddy bear is like, you know, one of the fine motor teddy bears where you unclip buttons and there's a letter in the teddy bear's pocket. And on the letter, she has put the name Michelle on there. Anyway, fast forward many years and his wife is called Michelle. I think that's pretty amazing.
Okay. Hold the line. They're going to grade that story and have a think about it. It was told well. There was good energy.
That was a good story. I think it's a little amazing.
Okay, that's not
that,
amazing.
That bear
though,
knew who he was going to marry.
All right.
Had it in his pocket the whole time.
We'll have to award this one.
You're a really nice person, but it's just not amazing.
Ow.
Susan, I thought it was great. That was Byron that did that. If it was
a less common name, but there are a lot of Michelles, you'd have to say.
Yeah, well, not back in the day, but Susan told it very well. That's what we want. We want straight to the point. A little bit of mayo could have been a bit better, but that's okay. Enza from Essendon.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well. What's your amazing story to end the week?
I think it's amazing. However, I'll let you guys be the judge of that. My granddad was born on the 17th of the 10th, 1903.
That's Byron's birthday.
Yeah, that's funny.
And my daughter was born exactly 100 years later on the 17th of the 10th, 2003.
Wow.
Yeah, surely, guys. Do we just pay it?
That's amazing.
That's a good one.
Yes, it's amazing.
It just goes to show that in a family you have the same sort of...
something. What? I hope she doesn't look
mating
like him,
time.
Does she?
Oh.
My mum's she has similarities to my granddad, yes.
Yes, there you go. Good.
The same the mating time.
Hair, mating time. So obviously they've, you know, gone out at a couple of cold ones and then gone, and then 9 months later. Yeah, there we go. Enza's all about it. Evie, thank you very much for filling in. Have a great weekend.
You.
Byron, have a great weekend. I'm out.
Yep, good stuff. See you later, Fevers.
End of season sale is on. Shop theiconic.com.au or download the app.